From Washington, this is Daybreak Asia. Good morning, I'm Jim Stevenson. Coming up, Chinese politics and scandal continue to intrigue. The United States is trying to close a still open chapter of the Vietnam War. China and the United States are battling for medals at the Olympics. These stories and more in this Thursday edition of VOA's Daybreak Asia. Although homosexuality is not illegal in Vietnam, conservative social mores have reinforced prejudices against gays. However, in a sign of changing times, the lesbian, bisexual, gay, and transgender communities held two major events this month, including the country's first gay pride parade. Marianne Brown reports from Hanoi.
On Sunday, more than 100 people braved searing hot sunshine to cycle for over 2 hours through the centre of Hanoi, waving rainbow flags and trailing banners with slogans like I love LGBT and different, not deviant. The event was the culmination of the country's first gay pride event, aimed at giving the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community more visibility. The woman behind the bicycle parade, 25-year-old Nguyen Thanh Thum, says she was happy with the turnout, even though it was lower than anticipated.
Yeah, it was awesome. And you can tell that from people's face when we were at the finish point of the parade. And I'm sure that this with pride in general and this bike parade in particular will change the LGBT picture in Vietnam forever. This would never be the same.
Tom says a higher profile will encourage people to see homosexuality as normal rather than something to be feared like a disease. With media coverage that drew international headlines to the event, Tom says the attention has helped reinforce the parade's message.
With the massive amount of coverage on local media, I think the awareness of the LGBT community in Vietnam has been increased significantly, and it pays quite a good way for the new movement of LGBT rights in Vietnam.
Just one day before, a much larger event took place in a park in Ho Chi Minh City, but to a much smaller audience. The event, called Hand in Hand, drew more than 1,000 people who met in a park to support gay marriage. Wearing matching T-shirts, the group sang songs and at one point held hands around two gay couples, one female and the other male, while they made a point of breaking a huge social taboo by kissing in public. The two events came just a week after Justice Minister Ha Hung Kuong said in comments posted on the government website that it was time to consider a change in the law recognising same-sex marriage. The ministry is drafting a proposed revision to the marriage law to improve the rights of same-sex couples regarding assets and adoption. The National Assembly will discuss the draft revision in May 2013. Although legalising same-sex marriage is not likely to be passed anytime soon, activists are confident giving same-sex couples rights under the law will help people recognise the normality of homosexuality and encourage more people to come out. This is Marianne Brown in Hanoi for VOA News.